Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting shaky ceasefire holds in Syria. Opposing forces in the Syrian civil war are observing a ceasefire for a second day despite claims of breaches from both sides. The French news agency reports that Russia is blaming Turkey for 9 violations since the truce began Saturday. Syrian state media claimed mortars were fired into rural areas of Latakia province, and a senior Saudi Arabian official alleges Syrian and Russian forces committed ceasefire violations in Syria. Reformists appear to be making big gains in Iran's elections. Early returns on Sunday indicate candidates who favor engagement with the West will win all 30 parliamentary seats from the city of Tehran. Final reports, results from Friday's vote are expected Monday. Partial results point to hardliners losing considerable ground in the 290-seat legislature. Irish voters, tired of austerity measures, have apparently dealt a blow to the existing coalition government of Prime Minister Enda Kenny. Mr. Kenny, the leader of the centre-right Fine Gael party, says his government will not be returned to office. Voters Saturday turned to an array of independent and anti-austerity parties, leaving Ireland facing the need for protracted negotiations to form a new governing coalition. Ireland is still counting votes, with the final results expected Monday. The president of Somalia and the leaders of the countries contributing to the African Union force in that country are calling for the immediate resumption of military operations against al-Shabaab. That call came during a one-day summit in Djibouti by the heads of states. This is VOA News. Nigeria's finance ministry says it has saved its cash-poor government millions of dollars by removing more than 20,000 so-called ghost workers from the payrolls. The ministry said Sunday that just under 24,000 non-existent workers were removed from the government payroll after an audit, saving $11.5 million a month. Corruption has long stunted development in Africa's biggest economy. The International Organization for Migration says it is scaling up the repatriation of African migrants suffering abuse and exploitation in Libya, mainly at the hands of the police and militias. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
Over the past few months, the International Organization for Migration reports it has repatriated thousands of Africans from Libya, mainly to Burkina Faso, Gambia, and Senegal. In its latest operation a few days ago, IOM returned 117 migrants to Burkina Faso, including 5 women and 2 children. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri says the migrants tell stories of horrific treatment by militias and blatant exploitation at their places of employment. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Voters in Switzerland have rejected a proposal to automatically deport foreign residents convicted of even minor crimes. The initiative put forward by the right-wing Swiss People's Party was rejected Sunday by 59% of voters. Tuesday will be the biggest election day so far in the 2016 U.S. presidential nominating campaign. The challengers are looking to curb the momentum of the front-running candidates, businessman Donald Trump in the Republican race, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. 11 states vote on what is called Super Tuesday, awarding nearly a quarter of the delegates the presidential contenders need at their summer conventions. With the exception of Texas, political surveys show Republican Trump leading throughout most of the states that will vote Tuesday.
We're really winning with everybody, and I am really thrilled by it. I think we're going to do very well on Tuesday, and we're going to beat out the establishment. The establishment is disgraceful.
On the Democratic side, Clinton is favored in most of the states. Hillary Clinton has easily won the U.S. Democratic presidential primary in South Carolina. She cements her status as a frontrunner and delivered a key defeat to Bernie Sanders, who was philosophical in defeat.
Well, we got decimated. That's what happened. Among older African Americans, it was pathetic from our perspective. But by the way, what was the glimmer of positive news for us is that we won the 29 years of age or younger vote, and we did well with African-American young people as well as white young people.
Bernie Sanders appeared on the CBS program Face the Nation. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.